This is Ozarks at Large. Meal vouchers are now available for University of Arkansas students in need. The Volunteer Action Center, the Associated Student Government, and Chartwells have partnered to provide the new hunger alleviation program on campus. Last week, Claire Allison, Assistant Director at the Center for Community Engagement at the U of A, stopped by Studio 123 to discuss the voucher program.
The meal donation program has existed in a couple different forms over several years, and the Associated Student Government has sponsored it in the past in partnership with VAC, and the presidents of those two organizations this year, that's Aaron Farmer with VAC and J.B. Gerhand with ASG, just really took it on as an initiative this year. They really wanted to see it revived and strengthened and, you know, create a legacy to carry it on even after their terms. So they really took it on this year. You know, I advised Erin in her presidential role at the VAC, and I know that they just really saw it as a way for students to learn more about the issue of food insecurity on our campus and then also have an easy way to take action to help their fellow students get the meals that they needed.
So existed before, so how is it going to exist now in its current form?
Yes, yeah, so this semester, Chartwells opened up a two-week period of meal donations and helped promote it. You know, all three organizations really reached out to the student body and to meal plan holders to ask them to donate, ask them to you know, to participate and just to help them learn more about the initiative. So in those 2 weeks, about 951 meals were donated, and those are meal swipes that were donated, and some organizations also made cash contributions, some student organizations on campus. So those 951 meals will be distributed through the Jane Beaker Heart Full Circle Pantry and through various other student support offices on campus. And we hope to at least be able to do that next year. And I know that there have been talks about, you know, expanding that in some different ways.
Any requirements or just simply asking?
Really just asking. You know, we are verifying just student status because that is the focus of the program. But, you know, we're really just trying to make these available to anyone who might be experiencing a variety of crises. Because, you know, students in need can look really different. You know, some students have, you know, ongoing need if they're self-supporting, trying to make ends meet, trying to, you know, pay all of their own expenses through their college years. Some students experience catastrophic issues, major illnesses, you know, a loss of a job in a family, something like that. So we try to open up the parameters really widely to, you know, be able to just impact anybody who might be experiencing a variety of those issues.
Is this program intended to be used in partnership with the pantry services, or is this sort of a, you mentioned, you know, catastrophic events or something like, mm-hmm. is this meant more for short term and the pantry is more for long term?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we're trying a variety of different ways to reach students who experience food insecurity. You know, research conducted in 2016 by my office showed that there's a 38% food insecurity rate on campus. So that's, you know, students, both undergrad and graduates, who have experienced some level of food insecurity in the previous 12 months. And that's a really big number. and we know that you know, one solution isn't going to fit everybody's situation. And so the pantry can provide, you know, a variety of dry goods. We try to offer as much fresh produce as we can. But a lot of what we offer there is dependent on having a way to prepare it. And not everyone has access to that as well. So, or not everyone has time to prepare it in the middle of their day if they are on campus all day and they need to be able to, you know, eat in the middle of their busy schedule. You know, these meals can really fill in for a variety of needs that maybe the pantry isn't set for, or they can work in concert for folks who, you know, just need some additional support. It is short term. You know, these meal vouchers aren't meant to take the place of a meal plan or anything like that. It is a crisis response, but we hope that it can kind of help get people, you know, from point A to point B.
That was Claire Allison, Assistant Director at the Center for Community Engagement at the U of A. She spoke with me at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week. The Full Circle Food Pantry will be administering the voucher program, and more information is available at service.uark.edu. Students can request meals online, and we've posted a link to that form on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.